joining us now on the post-game, head coach Chad Novak. And coach, tough loss in overtime, 49-46 to Hugoton, but your boys fought hard tonight, even down a man.
Yeah, you know, they played their tails off. I told them after the game, can every single one of you say you played as hard as you could, and they all raised their hand and said that's all we can ask for. So, unfortunate the way it ended, but I thought our kids battled every single possession. They played their tails off, and fully missed free throws and some little things here and there that kind of got us.
Braxton Sizemore tonight, 12 points. I had him with 10 rebounds for the double-double. And you saw from the opening tip, offensively and defensively, he wanted it. Talk about his effort tonight for you guys.
Yeah, he was big. You know, he played with a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and attacked the basket really well. And like I said, he rebounded well. For a guy that size to have 10 boards, that's pretty impressive.
Caden Johnson really stepped up in the second half for you. Three big threes tonight, 11 points, five rebounds, four of those in the fourth quarter in overtime. Just really stepping up big late for you guys. Again, it was not enough, but talk about his effort for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I think and it's everybody. All of them played their butts off. Every single one of them played hard. Every single one of them did everything they could within themselves to get us, you know, get us moving on to the next round. But like I said, unfortunately, some things didn't go our way, and that's basketball and that's life. You just got to be able to pick yourself back up and, move on.
All right, Coach, big senior-led team. Just talk about your team and the season, and just talk about your seniors and the team as a whole.
Oh, you know, we talked about it in the locker room that, you know, this game isn't going to determine how we feel about them as a senior group. You know, they've put a lot of time and effort into our program, and we just appreciate everything they've done. You know, we talked about opportunity tonight, and then at the end, you know, we said, you know, we also had the opportunity to find young men every single night, every single day, and you know, in practice and games, on road trips, and those are the things that matter most, is those relationships and the relationships we built with those kids, and it's pretty special.
You talk about after the game, and I don't know. I mean, just explain maybe to our listeners, I mean, how big is this, you know, when you lose like this or any time with this team, and then you got, I mean, you're obviously moving on, and the seniors are moving on to the next chapter in their life. Just explain how for 6 months you've just been together, well, probably before that, but 6 months, you know, together every day in the gym and all that stuff. How bad is it in the locker room afterwards?
It's tough. You know, you see those kids crying and just, you know, heartbroken that their season's at an end, and it's just tough. You know, we talk about family all the time, and those guys are in our family. We're all family for forever, and that's what it's about. And it's a tough thing. You know, walking in there knowing that, you know, these kids are pretty emotional, and they you know, they did everything they could to be successful tonight, and we told them they were still successful because they played the game the right way, they acted right, they played hard, and had good attitudes. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and the sun will come up tomorrow, and they're going to be better. We are going to be better people around the night.
Well, Coach, interviews and all that other stuff, coming words, you know, taking time out of your day, coming up early, and all that stuff, and doing the interview thing you do for you really do, and in a way is amazing. So thanks, Coach.
And calling the game, and everybody for all their support this year. It was a good ride.